Well, it's nice to be back again tonight, boys and girls. I think you all did excellent today. And I think the mums and dads should give you a round of applause for working so hard. That was really good. This morning I was afraid of some of the mums and dads going to sleep. I'm afraid of some of the boys and girls going to sleep tonight. So what we're going to have to do, we're going to have a competition again. And we're going to see who's going to win. Who do you think won this morning? The girls? No, boys and girls or mums and dads. Who won this morning? No, the mums and dads didn't win. The boys and girls won. They were the best. Okay, so we're going to see who wins tonight. And we're going to see if we can have it as a draw. But the mums and dads, they can't win because they just can't behave. Sure, they can't? No, let's fold our arms, everybody, and see. Let's see who's going to be good, who's going to sit up and listen. You know, boys and girls, do I look smart? No. They say that if you wear glasses, you look smart. No. Well, I am smart. And I am telling you that I'm smart because I like to read, boys and girls, and reading makes you smart. I don't know if you knew that or not. And I like to read. There's various books that I like to read. Really intelligent stuff. And it really teaches you and helps you learn. What do we see? What's in this intelligent book? What do we see? Officer Steele has uniforms. And Dulles is selling cauliflowers. What do we see? What do we see? There's the dot to dot. I like the dot to dots. I love them. I hate them old Sudoku things. They're just too easy. Smart boy like me, I would rather count the firefighters in Jupiter. Hard things like that, boys and girls. Yes, I love reading real good books. Would I see what else we have to read? Oh, would you look at this book? That's some book there. That's a real good book. What do we just see here? What do we see? Hold on. I think we'll just take 10 minutes and read some statistics for the rest of you that... Well, we'll not bother about that. You like to read those? You like football? But let's see what else we have to read. Oh, here's a book. I think your mums and dads have one of these. What do we see here? What do we see? Oh, would you look? I have 3 children and I don't know where they get some of this stuff here. I don't think we'll worry about this book. Obviously, your mum and dad has read it and it didn't work with you, so there's no point me worrying about it. Okay, boy, what do we see this book here? What do we see if there's anything interesting in here? What's this book? A dictionary. Did you ever meet anybody and you thought they had one of these for breakfast? Oh, no, you meet some of them, I'm telling you. What do we see what's in... What do we see if there's any interesting words in dictionary? What do we see now? What words is in the dictionary? I wonder, what's my name? No, it's not Stephen. What's my name? Mark. Right, what do we see if the name Mark's in the dictionary? Now, listen. I don't know if there's names in dictionaries or not, but I think mine might be. What do we see? Just what do we see now, Mark? What do we see? Brave, strong, good-looking, intelligent, very witted. Oh, that's me to the T. No, I don't think so, boys and girls. We don't see if there's anything else good to read. What do we see? You'll all recognize this one here, I'm sure. What do we see here? Oh, look, would you, there's a nice car there. That would suit you, boy. Have a word with the committee and see. What do we see? Look, now, there's a wee trailer you could buy. Wee dog trailer. There's a wee caravan for sale. What do we see? What else is over the page? Lost and found. What do we see here? What's lost? People always lose stuff. All the time. Lost. Little dog. Little white dog answers to the name Snowy. Oh dear. I wonder if you said Snowy, what would it answer? Would it go woof woof? What do we see? What else is lost here? What do we see? If there's a wee kitten's lost. That's very sad. That's really sad. Little kitten's lost. Oh, but look, what do we see? There's a wee thing that's found there. What do we see? What's been found? large sum of money. Oh, somebody's sad there. Somebody's glad they found it. But we'll see what else is lost here. A budgie. A budgie has been found. Oh, that's a pity. I used to keep budgies. Lost and found. Boys and girls, if you read the paper, every single day, there's always somebody that lost something and somebody found it. I was out for a walk one night, keeping fit. You don't get a figure like this, just sitting about. And I found a bracelet. A bracelet. Yes. And you know what I did, boys and girls? I give it to the wife for her birthday. No, I didn't. I brought it to the police station. And the policeman said, you know what he said? He said, somebody's going to be glad because you found it. And somebody's sad because they think they've lost it. It's not nice to lose things, boys and girls. Sure it's not. Now, here's a little thing that Daddy lost a long time ago. To Mommy. It's a checkbook. Sometimes we can lose our checkbook. Or sometimes maybe you could lose your wallet. Wouldn't matter to me. Somebody might leave me something and give me something more. You might lose your mobile phone. Or you could even lose your watch. You know, boys and girls, a wee birdie told me, and everybody hear this, a wee birdie told me that your minister loses stuff. And you know how I know? Because I'm special today, and I'm in the pulpit. And will you see what I found? It's a bit smelly. Whew. It's a bit smelly. Everybody loses socks, even the minister. Brother, would you like your sock back? Your wife maybe has the match of that one. There's one there that's lost as well. You'd maybe know him. Everybody loses things, and maybe you go to school. Maybe you go to school and you come home and Mommy says, where's your sun hat? Oh, it's lost. I've left it on the bus. Where's your lunchbox? I've lost it. I've left it on the bus. It's under my desk. I don't know where it is. I've lost it. And it's not nice when we lose things. I don't like to lose anything. It makes me really sad to lose anything at all. You know, boys and girls, the Bible has a lot to say about things that are lost. And tonight, very quickly, I want us to think about four things in the Bible that are lost. We can read all these other books, and all these other books tells us lots of stuff. But the best book that we can read, boys and girls, is the Bible. The Bible is the best book to read. And I wonder, what does the Bible have to say about things that are lost? The first thing we think about is over there in Luke chapter 15. And the Lord Jesus Christ is speaking to the multitude. And as it was in those days, whenever the Lord Jesus Christ, he was there, the crowd came, and the Bible says that all the publicans and sinners, they came near to Jesus to listen and to hear what Jesus had to say. And Jesus began to tell them a parable. And he began to tell them a story about a little lost sheep. And the Bible tells us that the shepherd, he went in one night to count the sheep, and he only got to 99. I count the sheep every night, and I don't make it to 99. I have hardly time to start counting them. Isn't that right? He counted 99. Oh, there's one missing. There's one little sheep that's lost. I wonder where it is. You know, boys and girls, what the Bible says? The Bible says that the shepherd went to bed and forgot about the sheep until the next day. Did he? No, he did not. He was so upset and so annoyed, the Bible says, that he went out. He left the 99 safe sheep, and he went out to find the one little sheep that had been lost. You know, boys and girls, we could say tonight that, well, he had 99 sheep. Just forget about that wee sheep. It's not that important, really. He has 99 others. You know, boys and girls and mums and dads, you're in the meeting tonight. And we are sheep. The Bible describes us as sheep. And over in John chapter 10, the Bible talks about the Good Shepherd. And the Good Shepherd is the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that the Good Shepherd, he knows the sheep. And that shepherd that the Lord was speaking about in Luke 15, whenever he began to count the sheep, he knew that one was missing. He probably even knew the very sheep that was lost. Because he knew the sheep so well. And here tonight, the Lord Jesus Christ knows those sheep that are his. The Bible tells us about a day that's coming whenever the Lord Jesus Christ is going to sort the sheep out from the goats. The sheep are those that's going to get to heaven. And the goats are those that's going to be lost forevermore. The Bible tells us in John chapter 10 that the good shepherd knows the sheep. The Bible says that the good shepherd, the sheep hear his voice and he knows the sheep. I wonder tonight, are you in the sheepfold of Jesus Christ? Do you know the Lord Jesus Christ as your own and personal Savior? Maybe you're outside the sheepfold tonight. Maybe you're not a Christian. Maybe you're not saved. You've never came and put your faith and trust in the good shepherd that gave his life for the sheep. The other thing that is lost, boys and girls, in Luke chapter 15 was the lost coin. The lost coin. And the Bible tells us there that there was a woman and she had 10 pieces of silver. People in Korean have lots of silver. Very rich people in Korean. And maybe you count your silver every night. Maybe you love to do what I do. Empty out your money box and count it out and see how much you have. This woman was counting her coins one night, just like you. And she get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Oh no, she said, I have lost a coin. One of my precious little coins is lost. It's not nice to lose anything, boys and girls. One day we went shopping, me and my wife. We had only one little boy then, and we lost him. We lost him. We couldn't find him anywhere. He was hiding behind a reel of clothes. And we were so scared, we didn't know where he was. And some wise lady, she sent him out into the middle of the shop and told him to run up and down the middle, and your mommy and daddy will find you. Well, daddy went to the door, and I told mommy to look for him and see where he was. But we were so, so upset. I've got 3 now and we can't lose any one of them. Hey, especially at 3:30 in the middle of the night when I'm trying to get, the only thing I'm losing now is sleep. Not right. This woman, she had 10 coins and she had lost one. Where could it be? The Bible says she lit a candle and she went around the house looking in every single little corner and she swept up the house. She swept under the chairs, under the table. She looked under the bed and she couldn't find the coin. You could say to me, listen, Mark, she had 9 coins. She didn't need to worry about the other one. But listen, that other one was precious. And you know, in this meeting tonight, there are many Christians. In this meeting tonight, there are so many people who have asked Jesus Christ into their heart to wash away their sin and to make them ready for heaven. And you know this, they are all precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. But there's maybe only one in the meeting tonight, and that's you. And you are not a Christian. You have never had the Lord Jesus Christ into your life. Your sin has never been washed away. Your name has never been written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And in a church like this, where there's so many Christians, you maybe say to yourself, why would Jesus want me? This woman had 10 coins and she still wanted the one that was lost. The shepherd had 99 sheep, but he still wanted the one that was lost. And Jesus tonight has many people in this church who have heard, follow me. And they have followed the Lord. And tonight you're that one and you're still precious. Tonight and every week, the preacher sweeps this church from corner to corner, searching out for lost souls. That one, that's you tonight, that is precious to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says that that woman swept the house. She looked in every corner. And guess what, boys and girls? She found the coin. She found it. And you know what? She was so happy. The Bible says that she rejoiced. She was overwhelmed. The Bible says that she went and told her friends. She told her neighbors. She says, rejoice with me. For I have found a piece of silver that was lost and is found. We rejoice with you tonight if you find Jesus.
You just come to Christ tonight and trust Him as your Savior and say, Lord, all these years I've been lost. You've been like that little sheep out in the wilderness, lost on your own. And now your life is broken. It's empty. You think of a little lost dog or a little lost sheep. It's on its own. A little lost child. It's afraid and it's scared. That's the way you are tonight. Lost and empty. Your life is broken. Lost in your sin. Good Shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ is out looking for you. You said to me tonight, that shepherd loved the sheep, that woman loved her coin, but surely Jesus couldn't love me. If you knew, Mark, all the things that I had done, if you knew all of the places that I have been, surely Jesus isn't looking for me. Well, you know what else was lost? The Bible says that a little boy was lost, a little son. The Bible tells us that he came to his dad one day and he says, Father, I want to go to a far country. I want to enjoy myself. I want to have plenty of fun. And the Bible says that things didn't work out all that well for him. Things went a little wrong. And the Bible says, the only job he could get was feeding pigs. Things had went so very wrong. He left his father's house. Plenty of food on the table, lovely nice clothes, a father that loved them and a brother to work with, and servants in the house. And he left all of that and says, I want to go and do my own thing. He was just a lost little boy who had wasted his life and felt all alone and so lost. You boys and girls and mums and dads, the Bible tells us that sitting there amongst those pigs, he remembered the good times. Whenever he was in his father's house, and maybe you're here tonight, and as Trevor was speaking tonight, maybe you remember when Trevor was here, and all the workers, you were on the stage, singing in this church, you remember the good times, and just like the lost boy, you've went away into the far country. Just like that lost little sheep, you've went out into the wilderness of Korean, and you're lost, and you're alone, and you're empty, and you feel so alone. Isn't it good to know that you're still welcome at the Father's house? Isn't it good to know that even though that son was lost, even though he was in the middle of a pig field feeding the pigs, that his father was back home and he loved him? The Bible tells us that the son got up and he went home. The Bible says his father was looking out for him. His father was watching, waiting for him to come home. The Lord Jesus Christ is here tonight and he's just waiting for you to get up out of that seat and come to Jesus. He's just wanting you to rise and say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done things wrong. Jesus, there's sin in my life. Wash away my sin and make me clean. You know, moms and dads and boys and girls, that little lost boy was so very lost. He came home to his dad and his dad was so glad to see him. He gave him a hug and a kiss. And he brought him back into the family again. You know, maybe you haven't been here for a long time. Maybe it's that long. Now your children are here and they're singing and they're learning their verses and they are in the Sunday school. But listen, God still wants you to come to Him. He hasn't forgotten about you. That shepherd would have continued to look for that little sheep. That woman continued to look for that little coin. That father always and never would have given up hope that his son would come home. And it's the same for you tonight if you're still in your sin. The people in the prayer meeting of this church, they're still praying that you'll come to Jesus. They're still praying that you'll come to church. They're still praying that you'll be a Christian, even though you've been away in the wilderness so many times for so, so long. The last thing I want you to think about tonight, we could think of all of these lost things, the lost socks and sheep and books and checkbooks and wallets and all of this. But listen, the Bible tells us about one other thing that can be lost. The Bible tells us about lost souls. Lost souls. The Bible tells us in Luke chapter 16 about a rich man and a poor man. The Bible tells us that both of those men died. The poor man, he went to heaven. The rich man, he went to hell. The Bible says that in hell, the rich man lifted up his eyes. And the Bible says he was in torments. He didn't want to be there. He was lost. And you know this, he could not be found because it was too late. He was forever lost. And he knew that and he said, I want somebody to go to my father's house. And I want them to tell them
I have five brothers. Go to my father's house and tell my five brothers not to come to this place. You know, the answer came back and it was simply this. If they don't listen to the preachers, they're not going to listen to somebody that has come back from the dead. And you know this tonight, if you don't listen to the preachers today, if you don't listen to the story of the cross today, you'll be a lost soul and you will never, ever be found. The Bible says, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. You know, boys and girls, there's coming a time when you'll not be able to find Jesus. Because Jesus will stand knocking at the door of your life, wanting in. And every time he knocks, every time you say, no, I don't want to come to Jesus. The Lord Jesus will knock another little time and you'll say, no. The Lord Jesus will knock another little time and he'll say, this is the last time. And you say, no. Jesus will just go away ever so sad. And you can never be found. Mums and dads, grannies, grandas, how many times has Jesus come looking for you? How many times has Jesus been knocking on the door of your life? And you have said, no. You know, there's coming a time whenever Jesus is going to stop knocking. There's coming a time whenever Jesus is going to say, I am knocking for the very last time. You know, I wonder, how is it for you tonight? Will you rejoice over the newfound Savior that you can have? Jesus is a wonderful Savior. I couldn't begin to tell you how good and how wonderful a Savior Jesus is to me. But you know this, he's here for you tonight if you want him. I wonder tonight, as we think of the old paper, we can go down the lost and the found. But you remember, away over there, it's the bit we don't like to read, really. And it's the death column. It tells us about the people that have passed away. I wonder for you, would it be a lost? Or I wonder for you, would it be a found? For me tonight, it's a found. Because Jesus has found me. And I have found him. If you're not a Christian tonight, for you, it's still a lost. But praise the Lord, you can be found in Jesus tonight. It's been brilliant to be here, boys and girls. You did really well. The mums and dads were looking really good. But I'm sorry, I think you won it. You sat up the best. You're really well behaved. I have been at Children's Days this month too. And I have to say, the Korean boys and girls are really good at the singing and all of that. But you know this, the good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep.